Have you noticed you're not hearing too much about Russia?
But Moore refused to take questions.
Mrs. Moore, any message to the accusers?
Any message about the allegations?
Like her husband, only discussing the allegations on their terms.
And I'll quit standing when they lay me in that box and put me in the ground.
At his first open news conference since the scandal broke, Roy Moore dodging questions.
What do you think about all these allegations?
We followed him, trying to get answers. His supporters, outraged.
You are the fake, lying news from the swamp.
Look at the mob. These people are sick, 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 in desperate need of Jesus, and they hate, hate, hate.
The latest poll showing Moore down, but the Alabama Republican Party is still with him. So is the governor, Kay Ivey, who said today she'll vote for Moore despite the accusations against him.
Are you going to be proud of your vote for Roy Moore?
Every Alabamian has a right and duty to vote. And yes, I'm proud to vote. And I hope every Alabamian will be proud to cast their vote.
And do you believe any of the women that have brought accusations against Roy Moore?
I certainly have no reason to disbelieve any of them.
All right, so Tom Yamas back with us tonight live in Birmingham. And Tom, we just heard the governor there. She says she has no reason not to believe the women, but she made it clear there she's going to vote for Roy Moore.
That's right. She says she wants a Republican in that seat because she wants Republicans to hold the majority in the Senate. That's a sentiment we've heard from other Alabama officials and voters here in the state. Whether or not Roy Moore acted inappropriately for them, he's the Republican with the best chance of winning. David?
Tom Yamas on this race again tonight.